Life Audio.
You're listening to Everyday Prayers with Million Praying Moms, where we're dedicated to helping moms pray God's word for their families in the areas they need it most. I'm your host, Brooke McLaughlin. Over the last decade, we've helped thousands of moms make prayer a priority for their families. Our mission is to help you do the same. Prayer is not a last resort. It's our first and best response to the challenges of parenting, a partnership for the hearts of our children that God invites us into. Today's devotion and prayer is by Julie Kiris. To learn more about Julie, get a downloadable prayer guide to help you follow along with this month's prayers, and the devotions and prayers from this month in written form, visit today's show notes at millionprayingmoms.com. After this short word from our sponsors, we'll pray God's word together for our families.
Is it hard to spark meaningful conversations with your kids? Whether you're a homeschool hero, planning activities for the next family vacation, or simply gathering around the dinner table, we've got something that can help. Introducing the Daily Family Conversation Starter by best-selling author Katie Clemens. This remarkable book offers 365 imaginative ways to connect with your children in just 5 minutes each day, with prompts like, "Who made you laugh today?" or "What would you do if you had a tail?" These simple questions open up a world of laughter, curiosity, and deeper connections. From dinner time to sleepy time, the Daily Family Conversation Starter is your key to creating memories that will last a lifetime. Don't wait to transform your family's daily routine into an adventure of discovery and fun. Grab your copy of the Daily Family Conversation Starter today, wherever books are sold.
Hi, everyone. If you've been injured in an accident that was not your fault, listen up. We have legal professionals standing by to answer your questions for free. Call now and find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth. Call 800-497-4410. I'm here with spokesman John Wolf. So, John, tell everyone listening who should call right now.
Well, Maria, first off, thank you for having me here. It's always nice to answer the listeners' questions. Now, as far as who should call in, anyone who's been injured in an accident and think you deserve compensation, give us a call right now. 800-497-4410. You'll find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth.
Thanks, John. You heard it, folks. Take advantage of this opportunity and call now. 800-497-4410.
Advertisement sponsored by Legal Help Center may not be available in all states.
Daniel 5:12. Because an excellent spirit, knowledge, and understanding to interpret dreams, explain riddles, and solve problems were found in this Daniel, whom the king named Belteshazzar, now let Daniel be called, and he will show the interpretation. I wish there was a parenting textbook that solved every dilemma we'll face as parents. I adore books that line up lists of scripture for various situations we deal with as parents. Lying, anger, disobedience, discontentment, fear. Yet, children are clever and creative. I couldn't dream up half the parenting situations I find myself in. I don't mean simply discipline-wise. Even when it comes to guiding and instructing my children, I often find myself in a fuddle, second-guessing my decisions, reacting instinctively instead of responding with a grace-filled answer. Like when my children invited a neighbor friend for dinner, just as I was putting out scant leftovers, barely enough for our foursome. I pray for wisdom to answer their desire to be hospitable, which clashes with the reality of my lack of groceries. Or when they use up expensive crafting supplies to make a mysterious object that ends up in the trash the next day. I pray for wisdom to teach resourcefulness along with respect for people's property. When my son cries at his handwriting lesson or pouts at being told no more TV. When they claim life is unfair, although they've received tremendous generosity. When I have to deal with sin, showing God's grace and not my anger and frustration. I pray for wisdom because I'm so often overwhelmed with doubts for how to proceed. It's becoming clear as I grow into my parenting, I do not hold the answers to these situations. Sometimes I figure out a great solution in retrospect, but that's just my hindsight. God's foresight is always better than our hindsight. I'm holding on to the one who holds all knowledge, wisdom, and understanding. This one for whom nothing is new under the sun. God's ways always make a path out of the puzzle. When I consider this story, I'm struck by the contrast between Daniel and the king. The king, facing a riddle, lifted himself up with pride, attempting to use his own resources, experience, and power to interpret the dream. Yet, Daniel immediately sought help outside of himself. He humbly refused reward and glorified God as the giver of all wisdom. When faced with a dilemma that requires careful handling and wisdom, do we cast about for a solution within our own ability, or do we immediately acknowledge we don't have the answer and call on the one who is wisdom from the beginning? Let's pray. Lord, thank you for your wisdom that has seen through the ages to this very moment. You know exactly what I need and when I need it. Help me to grow in the knowledge of you, so when doubts and problems arise, I would remember to answer them with your wisdom and strength, not my own. You are the giver of wisdom. Let every word I breathe be filled with wisdom that comes not from my own heart, but from yours. In Jesus' name, amen.
If you love praying together with us on the Everyday Prayers podcast, consider supporting the show with a $5 monthly donation through Patreon. When you join, you automatically receive a new, downloadable, scripture-inspired prayer calendar every month, plus the devotions and prayers from this month in written form. Learn more in today's show notes at millionprayingmoms.com. Till next time, friends, the Lord bless you and keep you. Make his face shine upon you and be gracious to you. May the Lord look with favor on you and give you peace.
Have you ever considered yourself a messenger? Whether it's mics like this, bookshelves around the world, stages to take, or art to make, or perhaps businesses to build, it's time we start testifying truth unashamedly, creatively, and in love. My name is Tamara Andress, the host of the Messenger Movement podcast, which is designed to catalyze Christians to speak, write, build, and testify. If you're ready to turn your message into a movement and want to run with other messengers doing the thing at scale globally, search and follow the Messenger Movement podcast on your favorite podcast platform today or lifeaudio.com.